Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Romans 12, verse 5. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually, we are members of one another. So it's been a while since I got kind of ranty, and it's a big enough one that it's probably going to stretch into next week too, but it is time. So we're in Lent, and if you've been in worship with me at all lately, you know that this is a season of metanoia. That's a Greek word for repentance, or more literally, that word means to turn around or return. Lent is the season when we turn around and face ourselves back towards God, because life gets us all mixed up and we follow the wrong stuff. So for this week's metanoia, we belong to each other. That's the thing we've forgotten. See, Mother Teresa once said that if we have no peace, it's because we've forgotten we belong to each other. Y'all, yes, we have forgotten this. And not just sort of forgotten it, but really forgotten it. I heard an interview this week where social media algorithms were dissected a bit, and it was kind of terrifying, actually. Because in reality, social media platforms want you to stay on their site for the longest time possible so they can make the most money off of you as possible. And while that sounds all cynical as all get out, it is true. So they do one of three things to keep you clicking. They give you a glimmer of novelty, think those funny memes or listicles or cute collections of animal pictures or life hacks or any of those. That's novelty. Or they give you messages of affirmation and belonging, either from your own community of friends or people who they've decided think like you. And then they give you a message of outrage towards perceived enemies. You guys, that's basically all of social media right there. And you know what I'm talking about. You all know the power of getting sucked into a social media wormhole and suddenly 2 hours have gone by and you've no idea what you've done with yourself. But I think the danger is not social media itself, but that it is replacing actual human contact. And here's the deal, y'all. It's not the same. Don't get me wrong. I like social media. In fact, I'm friends in real life with some incredible people because of a connection we made on social media. But social media is not real life. When people ask me why people should go to church still, this is one of the reasons why. Because how often do we gather around a common thing like Christ with people who believe other things like politics differently than we do? See, my coworker and I were talking about the large amount of posts on social media in the last week on guns and gun control or no gun control, and it just gets angry so fast that people become more firmly entrenched in their own viewpoint and nothing happens. Then she told me about her brother who has a close, maybe even best friend, who is on the opposite side of many, if not most, issues than him. And when they disagree, which they do almost all the time, they do it in a way that respects the relationship that they have and in such a way that preserves it too. See, this is the problem with social media. We can argue with people who don't matter to us, who are strangers at best, people we don't ever have to see in real life, and so we don't have a relationship with them to preserve. We don't have to listen or try to understand their perspective. We don't even have to see them as people. She wasn't talking about social media, but boy, did Mother Teresa get it when she said, if we have no peace, it's because we have forgotten we belong to each other. This verse for today's uplift is from Paul's letter to the new church in Rome, and he was reminding them that the church at its core is made up of people with Christ in common. We, who are many, Paul says, are one body in Christ. Yes, we are so different, and our differences make us beautiful across any number of categories, but we are united as beloved children of God, as human beings, all of us. It is our belovedness that unites us and makes us one. So if you are using your own status as a beloved child of God, your belovedness, to hate or to put others down or to bring yourself up or to put someone in their place, you are using it wrong. We belong to each other. It is when we forget this basic truth that things get messy. As Mother Teresa said, we'll have no peace. People get mean and hurtful and cynical and hopeless. And let me say it loud and clear, we are not meant to be this way. We are meant to belong to each other. Paul wrote that we are individually members of one another. That's hard to say, obviously. But listen, he wrote, we are individually members of one another. That almost sounds or looks like a typo or a misprint, but it's not. Individually, we are members of one another. See, we haven't lost who we are here. We are still individuals. When we build bridges and relationships and see people for who they are, we don't lose who we are. We are still individuals. But we become more. We aren't alone. We belong. And instead of belonging to a club or a Facebook group, we belong to each other. And what we do impacts the whole. If we are one, then each person impacts the one that we are together. All of us. Even with our differences in race and religion and orientation and political beliefs and physical location and likes and dislikes are all a part of the whole. We are so different, and our differences matter, and they are beautiful, and they are part of what makes us us. But when we forget that we are also a part of something bigger, that the things we share are important too, we miss out. And we make life less than it could be. We belong to each other. The way we speak matters. The way we protest matters too. Listen, be kind, and remember that we all matter. If your faith builds you up and sends others down, then it is not good and it is not God. And I am telling you, it is not faith. If we have no peace, we have forgotten we belong to each other. We are more than our differences, and we are more than our similarities, but together we are one. And every person we exclude makes us less instead of more. We belong to each other. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.